You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, a University of Otago-led study found that autistic pupils are significantly less likely to attend school regularly, particularly at a young age. The researchers of the study had information on more than 600,000 pupils, of which 8,427 were autistic. They found that autistic pupils' regular attendance was 55.3% compared to 62.5% for non-autistic pupils, and that autistic students would on average experience about 78 fewer days of school than their non-autistic peers. Lead author Dr. Nick Bowden of the Department of Pediatrics and Child Health has said that it's important to remember that behind the data there are real children, whānau, and educators trying to make it work, often without the tools or support that they need. I spoke with Lara van der Meer, Research and Advocacy Manager at Autism New Zealand, about the recent study by the university. This week, a University of Otago-led study found that autistic pupils are significantly less likely to attend school regularly, particularly at a young age. Researchers from the study say their data shows signs of an under-resourced education system and are calling for autism-specific professional development for teachers. Can you explain why this is needed?
Yeah, sure. So our research has shown that, as you said, autistic students are significantly less likely to be attending school. And we can see from that we're really not meeting the needs of our autistic students. So the schooling environment can be really prohibitive and overwhelming for students. So it's about training for our teachers and extra resources and environmental accommodations to better be supporting our students.
And do you believe currently trained teachers are lacking the skill set to teach autistic children, or are they just understaffed?
I think there's a combination of things going on here. There's definitely great work that happens out there, but there's more that's needed. So, for example, Autism New Zealand has Ministry of Education's main contract for autism training for teachers, and this is a hugely successful program. But we're not funded to run enough of the programs to be meeting the need. We've always got really long wait lists for teachers in schools and whānau to be attending our programs. And then it's also about the kind of environmental factors and the setup of the classroom, modern learning environments, the kind of student-to-staff ratios are challenging for autistic students, where having some extra support, having smaller classrooms, quieter, less stimulating environments would really better meet their needs.
Researchers from the study are also asking for flexible learning options to help autistic pupils attend school more regularly. What would some of these flexible learning options look like?
So sort of integrating some more of the online components, where there might be a combination of in-school learning as well as online virtual learning from home, better be supporting those needs and, you know, where meeting the student kind of where they're at.
And what kind of an impact would these options make for these kids' lives at schools?
I think if we're individualising it like that and meeting the needs of the student, they're going to be in a much better position to actually engage and be able to be included and support their learning.
Dr. Nick Bowden of the Department of Pediatrics and Child Health says that regular school attendance is a key predictor of academic success and long-term well-being. Can you explain some of the repercussions for students with lower attendances?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously they're not going to be in school as frequently, so they're missing out on those learning opportunities. And even then, if they're in school, if we're not resourced and trained and have the right environments to be supporting the student, including them in the right ways, that's going to be impacting their ability to learn and have those outcomes.
And would you say that some of these repercussions are enhanced for children with autism?
Yeah, it's very important to, you know, there's particular needs that we're really needing to meet for autistic students in order for them to succeed. But at the same time, if we're getting that right for autistic students and other neurodivergent students, that's also going to be helping all students. The approach that we take, and it's kind of that, you know, universal design for learning, if you set it up, set the environment up right, you're not just going to be getting it right for the autistic students, you're going to be getting it right for all students.
And that was Lara van der Meer on the recent study by the University of Otago, why the difference in attendance between autistic pupils and non-autistic pupils is significant, and the steps that need to be taken.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.